Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Nigel, it amazes me that we can talk about crime in the city. We'll get a few tweets. We can talk about Joe Biden and what's happening in Washington. We'll get a few tweets. We talk about whether or not you can drop a number two while jogging or running, and boom, here come the comments. One right after the other.
Are people saying I'm wrong or right?
So they're saying that you're wrong.
Oh.
Mark tweets in, speaking from failed attempts of making it to the can when the RIA is imminent, I don't think science is correct. DMAC tweets at us, if you think you can't run and poop at the same time, then you've never run a marathon. And Randy, I can debunk the claim about going number two and running. If you get a double flush splatter blaster ready, it will come out sitting down or running. Mike Pence used to sit in this chair.
There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Right now, we've got sunshine. Believe it or not, 30 degrees at the American Standard Heating Weather Center at 93 WIBC.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show on 93 WIBC.
Heard you guys earlier when you were on with Kendall and Casey talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for 2023. Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, Tribe Called Quest, White Stripes, Warren Zevon, New Order, Missy Elliott, Willie Nelson, Kate Bush, Iron Maiden. Love to see Iron Maiden getting some love. Would love to see them get in. Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden. I was always wondering about Soundgarden. When are they going to get inducted? I can't believe they haven't been nominated before this year. Sheryl Crow and the late George Michael.
So I'll defer to you here, Nige. You are the rock and roll guy here. So if three or four of these names have to get in, three or four, who are the best bets?
Oh, probably Kate Bush, Soundgarden, Cyndi Lauper, Sheryl Crow probably.
What about Willie Nelson?
Yeah, Willie. I mean, all of them. Like I don't think I've ever heard of The Spinners. Maybe if you could play a song or something. I'm not very familiar with The Spinners.
I'm not familiar with New Order. Who is New Order?
Joy Division, New Order. Yeah, I don't know.
And then again, it's not really a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's become the Music Hall of Fame, because some of the folks in the hall are like Eminem and rappers and pop stars and people like that. But I'm looking at this. If I had to bet as the best bet to get in, man, it feels like Iron Maiden has to be in there. If you're going to call yourself a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I feel like it's Iron Maiden. I don't know.
I'm not a huge Iron Maiden fan. I'm not entirely familiar with their work, and I know they're a very iconic metal band that's been around for a long, long, long time.
Sheryl Crow, George Michael, rounding out the names. Now, let's go back a few years ago. After the nominations happened, and after Steve Miller and the Steve Miller Band was accepted to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He went on stage and he basically ripped on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for treating him and his family like dirt.
When they told me I was inducted, they said, you can have two tickets, one for your wife and one for yourself. Want another one? It's $10,000. Sorry, that's the way it goes. They make this so unpleasant. We're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up.
I forgot about that. Somebody's telling Steve Miller to wrap it up. I'll wrap you up.
That sounds like something like everybody's like uncle says when they're screwing around with the kids. I'll wrap you up.
I don't really care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, honestly. All those names I just mentioned probably have a legit reason or a legitimate argument for going in. But Missy Elliott in the right, you know, I don't know. Miss Damina Elliott.
You're going to have Missy Elliott potentially getting into the Hall of Fame, but Styx isn't in. Like, it feels like REO Speedwagon should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame above A Tribe Called Quest or even Sheryl Crow.
Def Leppard. Oh, wait. Did Def Leppard got inducted?
Yeah. I think they finally got in.
Yeah, they finally got in.
On the subject of rock, ultimateclassicrock.com put together video clips of when artists kicked fans out of their shows for various reasons. So we have Dave Grohl kicking a guy out for fighting.
We've played that clip before, yeah.
Angus hilarious. Young of AC/DC had a beer tossed on him.
Oh, he grabbed the guy's nose. He's got to hold that guy's nose after. Yeah, Angus is a little guy, too.
Axl Rose threw somebody out.
Here, listen to this. The most lame one was Axl Rose. He was running Guns N' Roses without the original lineup. It was just him and a couple other guys. Here he is. Here's the audio of him interrupting a huge concert just to throw a guy out that had, of all things, a Guns N' Roses t-shirt on.
Yes, get that guy out of here. That guy right there. Are you listening to me, Mr. Security Man? That guy, gone. Yeah, throw it. Hand me that shirt. Hand me that shirt.
The shirt had Slash on it, and that's why he was mad.
What a pain in the...
Again, that's when he was touring without Slash and Duff. It was just like, the Chinese democracy years for Guns N' Roses. And because the guy had a Slash on a Guns N' Roses t-shirt, he threw him out.
Was that the point where Axl didn't have eyebrows and he was fat? Because he went through a period where he was real fat and didn't have eyebrows. And it was kind of weird.
And cornrows as well.
Right.
Here's the time. I'd never heard this one before. During an acoustic Nirvana song, Kurt Cobain saw a guy groping a woman in the crowd, and he threw down his guitar and pointed the guy out to security, and the entire band laughed at him as he was getting escorted out.
Cop in the field, anybody?
How's it feel, huh? Look at him, look at him! Look at him, look at him!
Cop in the field, eh, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, okay. What if...
You can't be groping chicks. You gotta throw them out of there.
Sure, but what if the chick was digging it? Like, what if it was, they were both on consensual. X and, it was consensual and having a good time, and here's, Kurt Cobain up there being the fun police.
X. Are you talking about ecstasy? did the kids still do the ecstasy?
I think the kids
the molly?
I think the kids do the fentanyl now, which is substantially more dangerous. We got a lot coming up. Top stories, the latest crime numbers in Indy. They're finalized for January. We'll break it down for you next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.